Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Today's episode is brought to you by Romer Skincare. Right out of Chicago, Romer launched a work-from-home clean skincare line that covers all your skincare needs with three easy steps to follow. Here's why you should check them out. Simple ingredients and effective results. It's a perfect upgrade if you're still washing face with that bar of soap or that drugstore face wash. Right now, Romer Skincare is offering our Weebcast listeners 15% off and a gift with your first purchase by using the code LISTENER15. That's code LISTENER15 on their website, romerskincare.com. Impress your partner and get happy skin. Hey, yo, let's go. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the number one anime and manga show on the internet with your boy, C-Dub, a.k.a. Chris, a.k.a. the independent bro, a.k.a. the music-hindered person. And I got another special episode with you guys today because it's been a few months since I've had some exciting guests, and I'm really happy to present you to... And look, I've already talked to these people just for a few minutes, and I'm already I'm vibing pretty hard with them, especially for those people who've been trying to hit me up to get people who like a little bit of the older animes. I've been talking about a lot of the ongoing current anime, especially with the fall season coming up. And we're going to get to that in the future, but let's just take a step back. Maybe dial back to 2004, 2001, late 90s. Even further back, we'll see. Because today, I have two people. And this is the first time I've ever done this. So you guys, you know, it may not feel special, but it feels special in my heart. I don't know if you can see it, but I'm touching my chest right now. I'm so happy that both of you guys on here. Because today I have Matt and Nico. How you guys doing today?
Good. Not too bad. How you doing?
Hey man, it's been another week, and I'm still here. I'm still sitting in this case, but you know, I'm still working. How you guys doing?
Oh, we've been good. You know, things seem to be getting a little bit back to normal in our city. We're from Charlotte, North Carolina, and seems like we're inching closer towards normality here.
Inching is that's
the key word. We'll see how it goes. You know, we got a couple more months before everything might get crazy, but
yeah.
I was going to say, because I'm glad you guys are on the East Coast as well, because I'm in
Maryland. Oh, yeah.
So, about 45 minutes away from D.C., so
nice.
It feels like it's been a little hectic. It feels like, depending on the week, try not to watch news too much, but I swear.
Yeah.
But
I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen in a couple of months from now.
Exactly.
Not do I. I wish I had some kind of Sharingan, some kind of Dojutsu or something to perceive what's about to happen. But I'll just stick with my human limits. But I was really interested because the if I call it the brand or genre of music that you guys are into is something to say lost would be an understatement. I know the title. I know the name. Like, is vaporwave the right term,
though? So there's a lot of vaporwave elements in the music that we make. I'd say Nico and I actually make pretty different music, but we are under the same music collective, Saber Music.
Yeah.
We have heavy elements of vaporwave and post-vaporwave. As well as indie rock, we got some lo-fi hip-hop, some kind of classic hip-hop, a little bit of metal in there too, and goth. So it's a little bit of everything.
I was just trying to make a list right here. I ran out of room on the paper here, but I wouldn't have you guys here if you didn't like some bit of anime. But so I'm interested, obviously, about anime music and openings and endings. I know both of you guys have to have some favorites, whether you like sing it, record it, whatever, or just listen to in general. What would those kind of be? Ooh,
I love FLCL. That really got me into music.
Cooly. Oh man.
Yeah. That bass guitar with the lawnmower startup.
Yes, yes.
And I'm definitely a huge fan of the Yu Yu Hakusho opening credits. I guess I would call that city pop as a genre.
Yeah.
And of course the classic Dragon Ball opening with some really great 80s kind of hair metal funk.
Dude, Space amazing. Cowboy with that like nice jazz.
Yeah.
I could have that on a loop for hours.
So many.
Oh, God. And for the people who don't know, Smile Bomb, the Yu Yu Hakusho opening. I don't care if you guys listen to it in the English version or the Japanese version. That song slaps for fours and fives. I don't care what anyone says. The youngins out there gotta get on Smile Bomb and just get on Yu Yu Hakusho in general.
Yeah.
But that brings me to my next thing, because every guest I bring on, and I purposely didn't do this, I have a good feeling about how old you guys may be. But I always like to gauge their interests, their animes that they talk about, and try to gauge their age from that. I can tell you guys are into some good stuff, some vintage stuff, as am I. But I'm only 26. But I could. When was your guys' first anime experience, though?
I'm probably gonna bring up Yu Yu Hakusho a bunch, but I think it was probably back when they were running Yu Yu Hakusho on Adult Swim. And I remember staying up really late at a friend's house, and this show came on, and I'm like, what is this?
Yeah,
what is this? This is amazing. Specifically, it was when they were storming the castle. I think that's like in the first season.
Yeah.
And forgive me, I'm not going to remember his name. But the giant tiger monster, I think it's Baku. I'm going to mess it up.
It's that. I think it's supposed to be Chinese for tiger. Yeah, or some kind of tiger god name.
I remember seeing him shooting miniature tiger demons out of his armpits and being like, this is amazing. And I think I've been, you know, chasing that experience ever since.
I was gonna say, I was just gonna ask, is the has worked that out?
No, not yet. That's coming up though.
It's next week.
Yeah, okay. I know at least on that tenor. Yeah. But for Nico, though, what about you?
I definitely think it was FLCL. I remember, like, staying up late and hearing that intro, and it's the Pillows. And, like, they're a three-piece rock group from Japan. And, like, you know, they have, like, what, one English line in there. It's, like, ride on shooting star. And I was like, all right, I'm into this. What's happening?
I need more of this.
It's all just, like, gross, perverted old people. Like, they switch into manga half the time. They fight with guitars and stuff against robots from outer space. No one explains why. This dude's a space pirate, and we don't know why. But he's done. He's a good space pirate. Shit could be evil.
So many questions.
This is great. It's a little fucking playground for my mind.
And to this day, I've been watching anime, you know, most of my life, but only recently, in the last few years, I've been getting back onto the more recent stuff, trying to catch up on what people have been watching over the last 5 or 6 years, just to see where anime is at, things like that. To this day, I don't think Fooly Cooly. I think Fooly Cooly has been the last show I've watched that has anything animation style wise, where it's so explorative, so out there.
Yeah.
Just so different from the norm that it feels like, man, I'm never gonna get a show like this again. And it just makes me sad every single time I think about it.
Yeah. Now that you mentioned that, that's kind of the feeling that I get from Space Dandy. Because I think that's also I mean, I'm not an anime expert, but it seems like it's pretty groundbreaking with its art style and just kind of genre and sense of humor all coming together. So that's definitely one that, if you have any suggestions for another series, it might be Fooly Cooly. I need to check that out.
Oh, dude, 6 episodes worth every second.
Yeah.
bash that out in one afternoon if you get the chance, and you're not gonna Real. Regret that. I'm really happy that it brought up the Adult Swim angle to that, because at least there's people like my peers. That's just where their anime experience came from. Mine was just it was a little bit of, when people ask me that was one of my first anime experiences. Mm-hmm. I like to say DBZ because I feel like that was my official. Yeah. But I guess my unofficial choice would be Saint Seiya. Oh. I had this rickety VHS tape given by an uncle. And he was like, you might like this. It's cartoons. I was like, oh, I love cartoons, obviously, so why not? I pop it in. And I don't know if you ever heard the opening for Saint Seiya. But it's just called Pegasus Wings or something of that sort. And it's got this loud guitar, and it's just this rocking song from the beginning to the ending with the vocals just screaming at you, passionate. And I'm just like, and there's these young boys in like these suits, especially because I was a big Power Rangers guy at the time. I was like, this is crazy. And they're throwing fists a million a second and all this colors everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, I'm digging this. Yeah, this is the stuff I want. And it took a while until I found like there was more of these shows animated in that certain style, and then I think that's when Dragon Ball Z kind of came in. But how big Dragon Ball Z fans are you guys? Because I know everybody loves Dragon Ball Z, but nowadays people not I want to say downplay it, but don't give it as much respect as it deserves, because people of all ages can find something.
Yeah, but. I am a pretty huge Dragon Ball Z fan. I'm sure there's people out there that exceed my excitement for it. But I'll definitely stick up for the series. I think there's just so many interesting elements. I think it does kind of get bogged down from time to time with these drawn out fights, but some of the
Nancy Spear Bob.
But the core concept of searching for the Dragon Balls and kind of this idea of never ending life, I think is a pretty beautiful thing.
Yeah, definitely, like from Dragon Ball up through the Cell series, it was really, really good. Got to Great Saiyan and that got interesting.
Thank you.
Got to Majin Buu and that got more interesting, and they drop GT, and you're like,
"We actually have a different."
All right, be careful what you say about GT.
I didn't know what direction was new. I was like hoping for this Dragon Ball arc. I was like hoping like Gohan would take over the mantle for Goku. You know, like he's supposed to be the strongest Saiyan out there. No, he's not.
Nobody's ever say, Goku.
Preach it to the
Goku.
Choir.
Just let it go, Gohan. He learned his place. He's thinking at home. He's like, saving the world? Call dad real quick. Real dad, not picking him.
Gohan will always be a mystery to me. Or at least the idea and the what Gohan was supposed to be. I've come to terms with it. You know, I've come to terms with it. He was always never the fighter. He was just the fighter when he needed to be. And him, I don't know if you guys seen any bit of Dragon Ball Super.
Same. A little bit.
Okay. So in Dragon Ball Super, they really just take it, his academic side and his more fatherly side, to a whole nother level. They're like, I'm just going to play family man, dress up in these nice colored suits, and I'll let my dad go and fight and all that stuff. And it never sat well with me.
Yeah.
And maybe because, he's a Saiyan. So I'm like, hey, man, you gotta be a brutal dude. You gotta be this badass like your father was.
At least train up.
And then it kind of made me think, like, keep training, man. You got skinny. He's wearing his glasses again. When you really don't need them. I mean, Saiyan. Like, what eyesight problems are you gonna be having?
Doing the smart kid thing.
Yeah, exactly. And look, it worked with Saiyan, man. That's true. I'm not gonna lie.
I think especially after he played such a huge role in the Cell Saga.
Oh, yeah.
You would expect him to kind of come back and live up to that again, but...
That one-handed Kamehameha with Goku behind him as the spirit.
Come on, man. Come on. One of my favorite Kamehameha.
And hit it right there, I would have been happy. I would have been like, nothing could have touched that.
And the thing is, if it did end today, I don't think Dragon Ball would be any less popular than it is today.
Not at all.
To be honest. Like, if GT didn't exist, Super did, well, I know for a fact if Super didn't exist, we'd be fine. But I think we'd still be living in a pretty nice spot with Dragon Ball Z in our mind.
Yes, I mean, that's replay value right there. You watch up through the Cell Saga, you're like, dang, that was wild. Go back to the beginning.
Man, that's pretty crazy.
And I'll stick up for Dragon Ball GT because I think it was a smart move to really go back to the foundation of Dragon Ball and focus more on the hunt for Dragon Balls, because I think that is kind of when Dragon Ball, in my opinion, is at its strongest, is when they're searching for the Dragon Balls and they don't get bogged down in these kind of, you know, 10-part battles.
Yeah. It was honestly really nice during Dragon Ball. Like, you know, Goku's a kid. He's strong. But he can't do everything. You know, he's got his Cindy staff, still got his tail and stuff.
Yeah.
I guess. Yes. We'd like to
see the Ultron is still irrelevant.
I think you guys are right, really, about the action adventure part. The adventure part is what really fueled most of Dragon Ball. And then Z, we really got more of the action part. And then GT, you know, there was attempts. There was an attempt to be more action, I mean, more adventure driven. Which brings me up to a little bit. I know we talked a little bit about Yu Yu Hakusho, but I kind of want to go back to it. Because for me, I always put Yu Yu Hakusho in my top, it's in my top 20-ish. And it's mainly because of the adventure. I love the powers. I love the system. I love how everything's set up, the world building. But the adventure of Yudameshi and Kuwabara and his friends, I thought that was so admirable and so much done in a comparative short series, at least compared to Dragon Ball. But what was your favorite points of?
I don't know. I can talk about Yu Yu Hakusho all day. I think for me, I really enjoyed, I believe it was the first season the most, when they're kind of first breaking into the spirit realm, when Kie is still, you don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy, and I guess they kind of keep that going. But I like when they're introducing the core concepts of him as a spirit detective and really this noir vibe that they're setting. Especially in the early episodes.
Yeah. I definitely love the... My favorite part of Yu Yu was during the building of the crew.
Yeah.
You know, like going around, having to fight Ramen, Hiei, getting Kuwabara at his side. Working with... what was Granny's real name?
Genkai.
Don't do this to me.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Man, when she went young to be like the masked fighter in the tournament.
That was great. Beautiful. That was great.
And it has this great 80s quality to it also. Yeah. Like a classic 80s, Sylvester Stallone in some senses, and then also Karate Kid in other senses. So there's a lot of good genre melding in there.
Yes. I love... what's the baby's name that runs the spirit world?
Oh gosh,
Kenma.
We're gonna get.
That's it,
right?
I'm sure there's people listening right now. Come on, guys! I thought you were fans.
He's like,
but when you like when. But yeah, the spirit monster. So many good moments. Everything until even the training for the demon tournament wasn't terrible until the actual demon tournament happened. They didn't even show the end.
That part we can, you know, yeah, kind of gloss over. I was going to say, I think even the ending, as people who have watched it, you know, you guys have seen, I think people still tolerate it just fine. You can still bring a lot of, you can talk about a lot of good points. And
it's,
to be honest, like, I don't think it was that weak of a.
I think I just wanted, like, I wanted Yusuke to just rule the demon world. I just thought it would have been dope. Just going, spirit gunning people for doing stuff wrong. He's like the demon world Batman. Would have been dope. And he's a demon now, too. This is perfect.
Yeah. He gave up power and
for love.
And I guess symbolic move, and which is a good message also.
It is a good message. You know what? Yeah. Maybe I'm being too harsh about that. I do still love it.
I was going to say, the love is still there. Yu Yu Hakusho and everyone involved with that. Love you guys. I love what you guys did.
Bring it back.
Dub and subbed. For sure. For sure. But yeah, please, you know, give me a one shot.
Yeah,
give me
a movie. Use Case Kid.
I would have liked to see them go a little bit darker and really dig into the noir aspect of the Spirit Detective. I think there's so many untraveled roads that they could take with Yu Yu Hakusho. I would love to watch a reboot.
Yeah. I mean, that first episode when they just, like, it's just him getting his body back.
Yeah.
I love that. I want more of that. I do, like you said, the Spirit Detective side of it. Tackling issues without maybe using a, you know, finger, maybe some episodes would be kind of nice, you know, but that's just me. But I do have to bring up two questions. And one is, if Yu Yu Hakusho was ongoing, running to this day, how would it be viewed in the public
eye? That's a great question.
Oh, man. That would be viewed the way that we view New Digimon.
Please.
I think it depends on how they would approach it. Because if they were bringing fresh ideas to the table and, I guess, not going down other unexplored tropes that they could have done, it would definitely lose its value, though. Yeah. I think series that are limited tend to hold a special place in people's minds, because there's no room for error there as it drags on for another, you know, 10 seasons.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you really saw that with Cowboy Bebop. I mean, it's 26 episodes over.
Oh, of course.
And you're like, I'm good with that. Yeah.
And that's it.
And
I got my middle. I got my beginning, middle, and my ending. I loved it.
Yeah. And as like an artistic expression, I think it's good to see the idea through to its fullest and not try to, you know, squeeze all the money that you can out of something. So I think as far as artistic integrity goes, it seems like smaller series kind of live up to that as well.
Yeah, and I mean,
you hear that, One Piece? You hear that? Just want to let you guys know. All right,
man, you and Naruto.
Just make sure. Yeah, and Naruto. I'm looking at. We all looking at you right now. Because I just bring that up mainly because obviously the long running series out right now. You know, got the One Piece, other show. You got Detective Conan. Even though I love the hell out of Detective Conan, but and nowadays, you know, I don't want to speak for a lot of people, but there are a lot of people that hinge on the idea that if the show is still ongoing, it's got so many episodes, just a back catalog of just stuff, that it's got to be good. We got to review this. You know, it's still going. That means people are still watching. Which I always say, you know, and I make fun of things on the show a lot. All right, and it's no hard feelings. It's just, I think it's just pretty average. I thought it had its high moments, but I don't think we're going to see it. I don't think we're going to see anything better than what I've already seen before. And I just think if Yu Yu Hakusho went on for a little bit longer, maybe, you know, I thought people would give it a little more respect. Same thing with, I shouldn't say that with all shows, because like you said, Cowboy Bebop, give me the two cores, the 26 episodes, and I'm chilling. You know what I mean? And, but the second question, was how do you feel about, or are there any longer running animes that you kind of dug to other than Dragon Ball Z and things of that nature?
I mean, I just started rewatching Mobile G Gundam. Pretty cool. I mean, and that's like, ooh, maybe I think 160 or so. I recently just went through all of Black Clover, except for like the last seven since, you know, shutdown happened, because they're just filler episodes, which a third of Black Clover is filler episodes.
Good. I was just going to say, I mean, there's a lot of filler, but how do you feel Black Clover? Because I'm not too big on it.
Like, the
I'm
concept really was Black really Clover. Cool, and the lore they placed was dope, and I think the idea was really there, and I think they just saw how popular it got so fast and stopped caring. They were just like, oh, wait, we're running out of manga. We got to slow this down. Give them a couple episodes about them going out to eat.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I saw that on Twitter. And I was like, so this is y'all? This is the anime y'all want in the big three? All right, bad.
Put Black Clover against Fire Force every day and it loses.
Thank God. Look, I don't really gotta tell you guys or anybody who's listening to Fire Force, it gets a lot of play already, but I will always be a staunch reporter of Fire Force, and I think it's bigger than what it should be. All right, that's all I'm gonna say. I think Fire Force is so clean. The animation's dope. I don't know if you guys heard the opening.
Oh wait, for Fire Force
by Kana Boom.
Yeah, it's dope.
Fire Force, yeah. Season 2. Yeah, it's fire. Aimer did, I think, the first opening for Season 2, and that shit was good, too. But yeah, Fire Force, people watch it, read it, do it again if you haven't, if you've already done it once before. But
for sure. My Hero's pretty good, and that's a long run time. But, again, a lot of filler up. Not as many as Black Clover, but a decent amount.
So, My Hero Academia, that's... I talked a little bit about it on the show before, because, and people still get at me because I always compare it to Demon Slayer. I don't know if you guys watched any
Demon Slayer
or read any bit of Demon Slayer. I'm always on the
side. Yeah.
I usually lean Demon Slayer. I think it's just the better work, front and backwards, but that's just me. And I think, it just ended too, just this past summer, I believe.
I read that last manga, and I was like, nope.
But I could say, at least the movie's coming out pretty soon. I think this month, the anime's going to continue to, was it Mugen Train? I think that's
what
we're going to see Rengoku, so it's going to be freaking fire. No pun intended, but... yes! But, and the thing is, I love My Hero Academia. I think I like the characters more than I do maybe the story itself. And I feel the same with, I think, One Piece as well. Sorry, I got a name drop you get. Eiichiro Oda. But I think I like the characters. And I like what they put those characters in different situations. I just don't like... Something about it doesn't jive with me. And it's because I read a lot of... I read a lot of Marvel, DC... Dark, you know, comics every Wednesday, and I'm like, maybe I just want to see more hero themed stuff in My Hero Academia, other than just seeing more school stuff and stuff like that.
You know, I hear that. I'm thinking about it right now a lot.
I need to catch up on all of these.
I was gonna say, as long as you got a list down, I'm writing one down too for you. I'm gonna have you. All kinds of anime recommendations you got in free time, man. Don't worry. I'm going to hook you up.
Yeah, I was trying to think if I was really familiar with any other long-running series other than DBZ, and I don't think I really am. I was thinking another one of my favorites is Outlaw Star. That's just like one season, but I loved what they did with it, just conceptually.
That's a good show.
Yeah, just one season.
I was speaking of Outlaw Star. There was two shows that I think I made a tweet about it, and I was talking about Trigun and Gun X Sword, and I was saying, you know what? These shows are pretty much the same show,
Yeah.
Almost from top to bottom, right? You got a gunslinger. You have, I think they have lyricless openings. Trigun opening, I know, is all music, and it's great. Especially for you young music, and hear that. That's a great opening. And Gunnet Sword, I think, has a songless opening. It's been a while. But the themes, especially just Trigun, with the colors, the animation, it's kind of muted, but at the same time, really beautiful and bright. Forgive me
for not knowing, but is Trigun also kind of a space western?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yes. It seems like, I guess in that time period, a lot of people were trying to make space westerns all at the same time. And I guess Cowboy Bebop probably won that in the long run.
Yeah.
But that, conceptually, there's just so much that you can do with that. I need to check out Trigun. Do you think it's worthwhile?
Oh, for sure. I think it's another pretty relatively short show. One that you can bang out pretty easily. I think it only has 24 episodes. I could be wrong on that, guys. But it's another show that's definitely worth checking out. If not only just for the man Vash Stampede and just how hilarious he is, how serious he can get. The supporting cast, I think, is pretty underrated as well. And the OST is it's a chill OST as well. I think you put it's music that you can just listen to literally whenever you want throughout the day. So I think you definitely enjoy it. I'd hate to go back a little bit to Yu Hakusho, but it's just so good, and I love comparing it to nowadays people go crazy. They just go up in arms about, you know, who's the cooler MC, who's the cooler main character, right? I feel like Yusuke, Yudameshi, he's one of the last of his era of just main characters where he was, 14? He was just young ass, but such a badass at the same time. Rough, gritty. And we haven't seen that.
Yeah.
In such a long time. I feel like the last one that I felt like was even close to it was Ichigo from Bleach. Mainly because, you know, he was pretty much a good guy, wanted to do the right thing, but he'd also kick your ass even before he had soul powers. You know, he would he'd stick up for somebody. But after that, but Yusuke was really the tried and true of his kind, main character wise. And I just want to see what you guys' thoughts on just his attitude, his character, and being the main character of Yu Yu Hakusho.
I definitely like his indignant style. I think he is really reminiscent of kind of like an 80s street punk. And I definitely like that about him. He's got a pompadour, which is, of course, badass.
All in itself. I mean, he didn't have to do anything else in the show.
Only complaint is kind of like the Kamehameha. It's just like he's got his one move, and I guess, you know, expanded with the shotgun, but really you got somebody like Kurama who has like this huge bag of tricks, and your main character, his fights aren't always the most interesting to watch.
Yeah, it's more of a I win because I'm tough.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. But it
pretty like that one fight with with the Australian guy. I'm thinking about the dub because I love his voice.
He's got that
his out
ponytail mullet thing going on. Fur vest.
I don't know who told him that was great, but it was cold. It was pretty cold. Because with the knot, look, I don't know what you get, but you had to envision like you're just yourself getting another fight with another man, and then you doing the knife thing. You know what I mean? Just hey, no, fear, we're in one place, we're slugging it out right here. You know,
hey, we got a punch. You punch. We just keep doing this until somebody falls out.
Exactly. First one to drop. Yeah, facts. But yeah, you were talking about the toughness, Matt. Like the toughness of him, and now that I think about it, most of his fights kind of end in a single move or just one defining moment at the end, near the end. Like he's like, he just be getting his ass kicks throughout the entire thing. And he's trying to solve a problem. I kind of like that fight with the Scottish one. Now think about it. The Scottish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wind powers. Jin. Jin, I think it was.
I think he has kind of like a Rocky quality about him. I have to imagine that Rocky was influential on the show, because you'd see someone who's just like getting beaten to a pulp in just about every fight, but it's sheer like willpower and the strength that he gets from, you know, rallying behind his friends kind of like sees him through at the end. But yeah, he gets beat up a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He takes he's like
a lot of punches.
Because I was trying to think, like, is there another guy? Like, I'm trying to think of another main character that takes as much as punishment as he does.
Yeah, maybe Kuwabara is a a second. I wouldn't even call it a close second.
It's always just Kuwabara gets beat up by Yusuke.
I was gonna say that, and also just emotionally, and people just talk shit about him anyway. So he gets it all the
And the fight end for Kuwabara. The fights don't end for Yusuke until somebody dies.
Yeah, like Kuwabara's tough, but like, man, yes. That dude does not end up beat up and with like one single tear coming out at some point. You gotta get him, you're a Meshi.
Spot. Look, first of all, I gotta give kudos to the impression. Because every time that man would say it, I'd laugh, especially on the subsequent rewatch. Because I'm like, this man is just way too much for me. Speaking of the pompadours.
Speaking of pompadours, cool.
I like where this is going.
Yeah. Look, I have to break, like, I was a big. I think Slam Dunk is my probably the best sports anime ever. I don't know if you guys seen it yet, but it's pretty much a basketball anime. Came out I think around the similar time as Yu Yu Hakusho. Maybe that's why.
Some, that some one. Areas. That's yeah. Going on the list.
Yeah, I know. This sounds interesting.
Oh, for sure, Slam Dunk. Basically, you got Hanamichi. He's a tall school thug, just like Yudameshi. And he has this girl he really likes. He simps over her all the time. But he's a cool simp. And no offense to simps out there. I love you guys too. But he basically plays basketball for the sole reason, I have to impress her, right? And his secret ability is that he could jump insanely high. And so the people are like, man, we could use that. Like, you got to join the basketball team. And he found, like, the girl he likes basketball because his brother's the captain of the high school basketball team. He's like, oh, bet. Of course I'm going to join it. Let's do it. And he can't play shit. Like, he can't play at all. All he wants to do is slam dunk because he thinks that's the coolest. I mean, what is pretty coolest thing in basketball, I guess. And that's all he wants to do. So jump high and dunk. And over time, he starts to learn the game, love the game, and trying to separate his life of being a delinquent, because he's known as the toughest delinquent in the county. But he's trying to, you know, he really wants to involve himself in basketball a little bit more, live up to his father. And he kind of sees the coach as the father figure. And it's such a heartwarming basketball story. I think you guys like it. And plus, he has a pompadour. So, absolutely. I mean, there's that. If there's anything else to like about the main character, it's his sweet orange or red pompadour.
That is perfect.
Oh, it's great. I love sport. It's probably my favorite genre, to be honest, is sports, anime, and manga.
Yeah, that's a whole world I've not delved into.
And then horror would probably be next. There's a few titles the most popular sports anime out right now probably is Haikyuu, the volleyball manga and anime. Haikyuu. Yeah. Haikuu. And the thing is, so you probably heard of it or seen it. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't too big. Like, I'm not a big volleyball guy, or not at all, really. But it's actually pretty good. And Similarly, though, the kid, the main character, his main talent is that he's got hops. Like, he can jump really, really high, even though he's really short. That's probably be another good
one. Yeah, I can picture the action scenes of like the ball getting spiked and
that landing pose where they just show him and he's just like thumbs up.
I don't know if this is accurate or not.
It's like, I'm not sure a human can do that, but you know. And I think that's what I like with that's one of the more unrealistic sport titles. Like the slam dunk one is pretty, it stays pretty true to the sport and the realism in it. To be honest, and a little known fact, I don't know if you guys, but for the people listening, slam dunk is the sole reason why the Japanese government put so much money into youth basketball in high school and middle schools, because the manga was so popular that everybody wanted to play it, that they had to pump more money into programs and give schools basketball teams. Like, it's crazy. Like, it was that big of a
While we're on that topic, I just got to say that I'm so sad that the perfect 2020 Neo Japan Olympics didn't take place this year. It was such a revelation when it was going to be 2020 Japan for the Olympics, and it got called up.
I feel like they had, they must have so many plans, so many exciting and entertaining things. I think it would have been a two-man Olympic that no one would ever forget, to be honest. They picked what, Pikachu?
I didn't know that. Didn't they make that giant Gundam for it? They did 50-foot Gundam.
Jeez.
They did. Did you see it? Yeah, it's operational and it moves. Like, we're one step closer. One step closer of having Gundam.
I will enlist if there's Gundam.
So close. Look, man, I'll sign.
Let me get a Gundam
if I need to. As long as I can pilot a Gundam. I was gonna say, the Gundam and then the mecha style anime is being lost in today's culture. I definitely want to talk about it in a future thing at one point, because I think mecha anime has been kind of been shoved to the back, you know, with other shows, with sports shows and long-running anime, things like that. I would love to see another mech show just hit me in the feelings again.
All
like,
do is release Zoids. Of the Gundams. I've been saying this for years. Put out Zoids. Liger Zero can save us all.
Yeah, we actually have. We actually have Gundam Unicorn in the background right now, muted, and it's personally my favorite Gundam, just because it's so up to date, and I think like battle sequences are really on point, and I would love to see a modern. Hopefully there isn't one, and I'm just ignorant of that. But I would love to see a new Gundam series and really get into the technical fighting.
Yeah.
I think a Gundam that you may like.
Gundam Wing was good.
It was Gundam Wing. I think that was one of my favorites. Gundam Wing was. I thought the action in that one. I mean, it had its political kind of struggle and kind of thing, but. The main character was obvious Gundam guy. He was a military guy, young, infallible at some point to a certain extent. And the side characters, the cast I thought around in Gundam Wing was really cool. Duo Master was my favorite. Yeah, that was the one with Hero.
He used to have a Hero toy when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember that. That's in my I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure I have a poster.
I need to check that one out. Yeah. I think when I was younger, I wasn't as on board with the discourse, or maybe discourse isn't the right word, but there's a lot of slower moments in Gundam, and I think now that I'm older, I can actually take in some of the deeper meanings of the story and kind of hear the plot out and not just wait for the fights.
Not gonna lie, I watched Mobile G Gundam last night, and I literally only fast forwarded to the fights. And it's the same cutscene like three times, switched back and forth, with just like that sound. You're like, I saw him punch air, and now someone's dead. Cool.
I think seeing his brother kind of like being taken over by the Gundam, that image has stuck with me for a long time. Has any other Gundam ever had that self-aware Gundam like that? It was just so like insidious looking that he was like coiled up in there and like
the Devil Gundam,
and his life force was being like used for the Gundam, but he was just like a zombie that was being, you know, drained by this thing.
Yeah, and then like the entire time, Master Asia's just like, "You did this to him. You killed him. You did it. You have to take over the Devil Gundam." Man, yep, that's so right.
Pressure.
Just something about mecha anime, it can do everything. It can be like super serious. It can be really funny at times. You could play off so many genres with just bringing big ass robots in your show.
This gun can do so many things. Gundam turn into a tank.
So many things.
It's a transformer.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. We're like, and you get your bombastic, batshit crazy type of scenes that you can only find in Gundam anime.
Are you a fan? I know some of my friends have different critiques. Yeah. Yeah.
Of the unicorn one in particular? Yeah. Yeah. it's sneaking. I think the last time I saw it was about 2 years ago. So maybe I have to watch it again. But it's always somewhere sneaking outside my top six, top five Gundams. I love Gundam Wing. I love Gundam 00. 00 was pretty good. That was pretty good. That one's a little more some stale at some moments, and it kind of deals with extraterrestrial aliens. Or it's non-humans type of thing. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. Unicorn
it just might up on a, Netflix. Or actually, I don't know how long it's been up, but you know, it's on Netflix now. It is.
Mm-hmm. Is it though? Ooh, sure. Cool. All right. As I turn on Netflix behind me right now. speaking of just mecha animes, were there any other ones that even come close to
still pushing Zoids,
or maybe even be better? I don't know. Yeah.
Bring back Zoids 2020. Like a Zero, Jaeger, Panzer. There's that other one that was green.
Yes.
Honestly, yeah. I've never watched any of the other big ones.
Yes.
Like Genesis Evangelion.
Evan.
Yeah, that one's I don't know if you can put it in the same. I mean, yeah. It has big-ass robots, but it's such a.
It's like the main character doesn't grasp what's going on the entire time.
He's so lost. He's like a lost puppy, dude. It's forever.
Don't have time to talk about this while the world is being destroyed. Get in the suit.
If you take any of the Gundam main characters and put them in position,
they would have gotten in. They all in the first like episode of the Gundam, they end up getting into the Gundam. He had to be brought there. He's like, I don't know, guys, and they explain it to him every time he has to get in. He's just, I don't like this. I'm getting a bad feeling. It's like you're getting messed up. Sorry.
All right, so as I write. Because I put your name down for the my future Evangelion dub, my parody dub. I need you guys to voice some characters.
Yes,
absolutely,
that'd be perfect.
Bring us back, that part project. Two.
Yeah. If you only knew.
Yes.
That I knew.
Are there any other kind of big ones that stand out?
Yeah.
I was trying to think. Yeah, there's definitely some ones. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. I know Darling in the Franxx comes to mind, which is kind of more of a newer one. And it kind of deals with a little bit more with
interesting
gender roles and kind of power struggles. A little more sexual themes in a mature way, though. Like they try to discuss, they try to explore them in a mature way. And it's that's a short one too. That's real short. I think it's like 13 episodes. Eureka 7, I think, if I'm getting that name.
Are they the ones that kind of like click their teeth and have different powers that come from that? Okay, yeah, I enjoyed watching that one.
Yeah,
it's been a very long time, but
yeah, I was gonna say,
I like the artwork and I like the concept because I think they're like slowing down time. At least one of them can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I believe so.
Transformers doesn't really count.
I thought I had another one.
Yeah, the old one.
I was gonna say for sure, and especially the was it who's the publishing company for the Transformers comics? IW or I can't remember what it is, but. It's they're at least I know I can only speak for some of the comics and some of the cartoons.
Yeah, there was that one 80s one where he had like
shows, right? I mean,
is it Astro Boy?
Astro
Boy.
Yeah. Oh, Astro Boy. Astro Boy.
It's like, yeah. Considered one of the first animes, I think. And then
way back.
I think they did a reboot of it, if I'm I'm not the authority on this.
They did a reboot. Hey, look, I only pretend to be. But you guys listening didn't hear that. But I mean, Astro Boy,
is pretty much
the godfather and of anime, or at least the creator.
Definitely Osama has the vibes of a post atomic world, hence the name.
Yeah,
but. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna say, he's also the guy who did Astro Boy, which is another random tidbit, which maybe no one even cares about. But Osamu Tezuka actually also wrote one of the world's like first shoujo mangas as well. Not only was he really good at action and adventure and all that stuff, he wrote romance manga as well. Yeah, I found that out recently. I was like, that's crazy. But a lot of men, I guess, which is no surprise, back at the time, wrote girls' manga and things like that. It wasn't really until like the 70s into the 80s where women really started writing shoujo mangas and all that stuff. Have you seen any shoujo
anime? I don't think Promised Neverland counts, does it?
No, unless you consider,
Rise of the Shiro Hero.
You know, it's romantic, but
yeah, kind of.
Okay, I mean, a little bit. There's some romance in that, a little bit.
Yeah,
that's more what the isekai genre, right? Yeah. That's pretty. I guess I should have asked this a while ago, though. What was the latest, and not in as the most recent anime you watched, but what is the newest
God of
anime
High School
you guys seen? God, look, I love the I used to read it back in 2014 when it came out. That anime was rough to get through. That was rough.
The action was amazing, but there was no storyline.
The action, look, MAPPA. Yeah, literally no story. They were trying their hardest just to tie between.
It was like five minutes of dialogue.
It was rough.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, his grandpa's missing. We don't know how. We're not really going to talk about it or where he is. But he's going to kick this dude's ass. Just watch. This guy's got ridiculous powers, but he's somehow going to overcome. Yeah, don't worry.
It's going to look great. It's going to look cool.
I think Space Dandy is probably the most recent thing. And I mean, that's getting kind of old at this point, honestly.
I was going to say, I think some people consider it one of the top of that decade, to be honest.
And that was the same people that did Cowboy Bebop, right?
Based Andy? Yeah. I think so. Because I know Bones. Yeah, Bones. Bones animated both of those shows.
And produced I forgot about Samurai Champloo. Crazy. Yeah.
Which is, makes sense. Because Based Andy has some good animation. Oh,
definitely. Whenever I have a friend who is on the fence about anime, Samurai Champloo is my go-to. Like, look, anime is amazing. Like, here's a good starting point for you. And Space Dandy is another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Space Dandy is a pretty good jumping on point, to be honest. I think it's funny enough that where someone can.
Yeah. And the aesthetics are amazing. The kind of space future funk. The soundtrack is amazing. There's so much to be said. It's got some Pokemon vibes to it. Very loose way. You got space western vibes. So it's really genre bending also.
And to be honest, it was really one of the better shows in that season in 2014 when that came out. You had, I'm trying to think, Sakura Trick. All right, these are going to be some deep cuts. But there was Sakura Trick. There was the Mock and Key.
Definitely deep cuts.
Thing. You had Nobunga the Fool, Buddy Complex. There was a lot of just like subpar stuff. Nisekoi, Noragami. I guess Noragami was pretty good, I guess. Defrag. Yeah. So Space Dandy was really the outlier and the great in that thing in that season. If it doesn't matter what season that came out, I think a lot of people would have liked it anyway, to be honest. But it was just stood out from everything else. From the normal school themed shows, the Yuri and the boys love kind of stuff and all that, the normal action stuff. It was just so different. And I'm glad people latched onto it because I'm glad that you like that show
I'm trying to picture that as a manga. It would kind of be difficult. I'm always just endlessly amazed at what people are capable of drawing. It blows me away. I'm not sure about that.
I was just gonna ask, have you seen the I've only seen it subbed. Is there dub form of that?
The only time I've seen it is I believe on Adult Swim. They had the dub version on there, which I usually go for subs. But I think in this instance, they actually did a pretty good job dubbing it. They really...
I was going to say, because I know... I lied. I have heard him do the phrase in English. Would you call it a catchphrase?
Oh, yeah.
His signature, when he ever says he says baby or whatever like that. I think
my favorite. I couldn't tell you which episode, but he says something to the extent of, if your old dreams aren't taking you anywhere, like cash in those old dreams for some new dreams. And I was like, that is the most solid thing I've ever heard. I think artists
that's really good.
Well, probably. It can be relatable to a lot of people, but you hang on to this idea that you've been chasing for such a long time. And sometimes you need to know when to, either throw in the towel and kind of figure out a new direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no, no, sorry. I was just agreeing with him. You're good.
Instead of taking a defeatist stance on not achieving something, you know, you can kind of change your trajectory. I don't know. It's stuck with
me. And if anything, especially today, we could definitely use a message. A message like that in these times. I was just going to ask, you know, following up with the most latest shows you have, is there any new show that you may have seen on social media or someone's told you about where you were like, where you thought it was maybe might be interesting to watch? Yeah, or any show in general that you haven't seen, man, but you've heard about.
What was it? I think
it's... kind of want to get into it.
Jiu-jitsu or something like that? This guy was talking... Yes.
Oh. Yep. Jujutsu Kaisen? And I hope... Okay. Get pens and paper out, people. You can put that on your recommendation list, because whether you read it or watch it... I mean, there's only two... second episode's, I think, today or tomorrow, whatever the case may be of this day recording, but you won't be disappointed. It's gritty, it's sci-fi. If you like demons and ghouls and monsters and things of that nature, kind of a la, you know, I want to say Yu Hakusho, but in a more lighthearted way. I guess Yu Hakusho is kind of lighthearted as well, but it's definitely, they play up on it jokey wise a lot more. But it's still gritty. The fights are gory as hell.
That sounds right up my alley. I would definitely like to find a series that is coming out to kind of have that experience. Because, you know, it's pretty rare that you don't watch something all in like one or two sittings these days. So.
And I've been the same for most of, I would just watch things if people recommended it to me, or I would just see something and I'm like, oh, let me watch it. I was really never big into like the current ongoing stuff until really starting the podcast.
And then
I'm like, well, I guess I probably should pay attention to what people are watching.
It's to kind of interact with the community and get some different perspectives on what's current.
I mean, it never hurts to know.
I was gonna say, you might find something you might like. Because this season in particular, the fall anime 2020 season, which just kicked off 9th today, the day it was recording. So it's only been 8 days since this fall season's kicked off. And like you said, Jujutsu Kaisen, I haven't seen that been talked about a lot on Twitter and Instagram. Obviously Haikyuu, the volleyball anime, has come back, so people are talking about that again. And there's some other shows, but I think other than just those two are really the big ones that I've seen. I haven't really done too much research into some of the other ones. I'll get to that maybe a little bit later, but just in my experience, I really haven't seen anything from this season that I really wanted to watch.
Yeah, I was holding out for a new Rising of the Shield Hero season. I think it's next year.
When is that? Is that?
But they gave away nothing in the trailer. When is that coming? Is that next year? You don't really know what's going to happen. Which I'm all good with.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Because that's one of the shows. I'm just going to watch the anime. Because I know there's a light novel and all that stuff. But I'm not a big light novel reader. You know, I don't know why. Because it's not like I'm... scared of, like, books or anything, but I don't know, something about light novels, it's just different, when especially if it's going to be an anime anyway. I'm like, well,
watch it anyway, watch, and I don't want to know what's going to happen.
How can they get
to
know? It's a light novel, but well, the thing is, like, 2021 is going to be huge for anime. I mean, everything's been pushed back to this season and to next year due to the pandemic and all that crazy shit. So 2021 has so many premieres. You got, like you said, the Rising of the Shield Hero. Bleach coming back next spring. I've been so excited. I could see Ichigo back one more time.
Doctor Stone coming out next year.
So that's gonna be crazy. This is some other. Dr. Stone season 2 is coming out next year. Like, yeah, it's, and the thing, there's so many unreleased plans for anime continuation. It's gonna be crazy.
Yep.
It's gonna be great.
Tower of God too.
I think that's slated as well, sometime next year. Tower of God, which I don't know what you talked about that. Especially like I talked about it on the show a few weeks ago. And yeah. I said that Tower of God I thought performed okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was average adaptation for it. Got a high school, a little subpar for me. But I mean it looked great, but and then Noblesse. Other model being being animated. From the other manhwa.
I heard about it.
It was one of their Crunchyroll originals. I feel like it has to perform better than the other two.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, obviously we're going to get the second seasons of Tower of God and God of High School, but if we're going to get other manhwas animated, I feel like Noblesse has to hit. It has to be good on all fronts of animation and story.
Yeah.
So we can get some of these other ones.
I don't know how you feel about Baki, like that, but
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. I was like, that is kind of what they did with Tower of God and God of High School. They're just like, just have fights. That's all we want to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I don't know if you're a big fan of martial arts type of things, Matt, but Baki is kind of like I almost want to call him like the Goku of martial arts manga, because this dude has done it all and everything in between since he was 13. I think the first series he was like a teenager, high school, 15, 16 years old, beating up on grown men. He's buff as hell. He doesn't look like a human. Well, none of the characters in that show in that look like humans. But you know, it's just his rise is him just wanting to like beat the hell out of his father, and then like, you know what? I can beat the hell out of anybody. I want to be the best, the very best. And I think what's like they've done 2 seasons on Netflix?
Yeah, it was rough.
How many? I'm not sure how many, because I didn't watch it. I just could not. I could not watch it.
Can just say I had nothing to do and nothing to watch that day.
I was like, man, just give me something interesting. Like, pop up.
Yeah, once you get to a fight.
And the fights are okay. Like, they're good in there as well. Yeah, I was going to say, right. You're right. At least they got high school. They waste no time. They try to throw a fight at you every time. Every Just don't let them talk too much.
Well, we're not really setting
off the episode.
No one cares.
No one's watching for that. Trust me. And to be honest, I feel like that's what some of these shows just hinge upon. As much as people love to talk about One Piece and the story elements and all that, I think a lot of people just watch it for the action, to be honest. I don't think people are just thinking about some of the mysteries in One Piece that much, as much as people like to talk about.
I personally like the aesthetics, number one.
One Piece.
And the scenery, so usually, I guess, like, going back to Dragon Ball, for instance, the reason that Dragon Ball was more appealing to me than Dragon Ball Z is like, there's good action going on, but they're also setting up these interesting universes for them to explore. So that's usually what I'm looking for. I haven't watched too much One Piece. I do like the artwork, but that's about all I know about it.
I watched a little bit one day. I just like put it on. And, like, I mean, the premise is there. I get it. I just don't know if I can hang in there for, like, 1,200 episodes.
And that's the thing, Matt. That's the thing. I see Matt's point, because I do think the best parts of Dragon Ball was the adventure scene, the sceneries, seeing our characters move from one place to another place, interacting with different people. And I feel like early One Piece kind of did that, to be honest. Like, I thought early One Piece was like the ultimate joyride of just some friends who have a
needed each other similar to get there. Kind
of goal. Well, they all had different goals, but they all, you know, were like, they needed each other and they were like-minded, like, hey, let's do this. All right. And then now it's just like, which I have no problem with country struggles, political struggles, and animes and things like that, where a lot of different strings and levies are moving all at once in the background. Yes. But I just don't care about most of it in One Piece. I just don't really care for it. And I think that's why, and that's why Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z didn't do that. Like, I feel like they built their world with martial arts.
Yeah.
With doing a lot of showing and not telling us, you know? Like, I want to see it happen before my eyes. I think Dragon Ball did it really well, but at least Dragon Ball Z tried to do it. One Piece, they just throw stuff at you. And I'm like, you know, just so much, just a word vomit. I'm like, I mean, you could have just showed me that over whatever, just instead of just doing everything at a mile, you know, 100 miles a minute, you know what I mean? The pacing in Dragon Ball, in Dragon Ball Z, I think too, is underrated, to be honest. I think, like when people talk about Dragon Ball Z, they talk about, or if you want, like what happened in a certain, in the time period, in the timeline, they always, you have to go by fights. They're like, oh, was this before the Cell fight? Was it before the Cell games? Was this after? Was this in the Frieza saga? You know, was that in between? And all that stuff. And the thing is, that's a strength, to be honest. Like when you have an anime and people are like, they can
name
arcs in an anime without thinking. That's how you know because I'm popular at that show. Because I feel like anybody could like, oh, when you hear the Boo arc, you know Gita, fights Boo. In the Boo arc. You know, think about the Gohan and Boo. You think Gotenks and Super Boo. Yeah. You think about all the fights in those arcs, you know. It's just so rare. I don't think we'll ever... You know, and I know a lot of people, the new heads in anime, will hate it. But like, I just don't think we'll ever get a show like that, especially from Dragon Ball, where it's just where it hits. I know people like to bring up that My Hero Academia, One Piece, have that similar effect. But I made the argument that I think it's My Hero Academia and One Piece are, I think they are incredibly popular domestically in Japan, but I don't think it has the same appeal as it does for at least Americans, like Bleach did or Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball, lot. Even Dragon Ball GT. I mean, you can find fans of Dragon Ball GT as well. You know? Oh, sorry, you guys.
I've met a lot by saying the wrong thing.
There's fans of GT, so. All right, I just got to tweet out something about how GT is trash or something.
It'll be dope.
I'll make sure to do that this afternoon. I kind of want to do a Dragon Ball centric episode. So I'm sliding, like I'm a mob boss. I'm sliding in a closed envelope. To you guys, if you guys want to come back on and talk just Dragon Ball,
absolutely.
I feel like that'd be
I'll start watching
tonight.
And since I haven't seen Dragon Ball,
I'd be happy to come back on and give me a good excuse to watch Dragon Ball again.
nudge slides. Like, I kind of want to see some Dragon Ball too. So, like, I'm not gonna lie. But I really do appreciate you guys coming on the show. This was great. This was really fun.
Absolutely.
Most definitely have to do this again.
Yeah, for sure.
Just talk about some more retro stuff.
This is giving me
I feel like
absolutely.
To watch some of the new stuff, I feel like people
would love to
try to be a little bit more current.
Look, hey man, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your guys back. I got recommendations out the ass. Don't worry. I'm gonna be watching a lot of the new stuff over the next this next month. If I find anything, I'm gonna slide you guys some stuff. Don't worry.
Oh yeah,
and been great. All I ask for you back.
Oh yeah,
we can talk some more. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. I hope you guys have enjoyed this conversation. And I hope you guys let me know on Twitter, on Base Senpai on Twitter, or at Weebcast TV on Instagram. Let me know if you want to hear more. Well, it doesn't matter what you say, because I'm going to have him back anyway. For sure. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Mika, for coming on. Before, though, I always like to let people talk about some stuff they've been going on in life. Just a few minutes, if you guys have some time to plug whatever you like, talk about what you've been doing recently.
Yeah, we've been working pretty hard with our music collective, Savor Music. That's SAVR. We got some new projects coming down the pipeline. One of our contributors, Black Costume, just put out a new single. If you want to learn some more about us, check us out on savormusic.com. And yeah, we got a lot of stuff planned for 2021 specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Mr. Honey Wilson just put out a cassette, which will be on our site soon.
Yes, if you got a tape player and you want to check out some vaporwave, some lo-fi hip hop, yeah, those are brand spanking new, and they should be available hopefully before the end of the month for purchase.
Oh really? Okay. That especially for lo-fi hip hop.
Yes.
That stuff. I jam to that shit most of the day, I swear. But definitely check out the stuff. I'm gonna have all you guys can send me some links and stuff I can put on in the description if you can hit me up either whenever you guys get the chance, so I can when this episode comes out, I'll have all that stuff for you guys so you can check them out, check out the music. Once again, just thank you for coming on. If you'd like to say goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening.
I'd be appreciated. Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Don't hate me if you like Dragon Ball GT.
All right, thank you so much. This is your boy, C-Dub. This is Weebcast, the number one anime manga show on the internet. Make sure you check me out on Instagram and Twitter. Also, the Patreon. I forgot about the Patreon. Hit me up on patreon.com/weebcastshow as well if you want to pledge to the show and support the show officially. I am out. I am Chris. Later. This is Nico. This is Matt. And we are out of 3,000. Bye.
Thank you.